Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Indus Waters Treaty will be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan stops credibly and irrevocably. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterates India's commitment to go to any extent to eliminate terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews progress of fisheries sector, says government has ensured greater access to credit and markets for fishermen. Direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine in a shamble as Russian president refuses face-to-face meeting with Ukrainian counterpart. And curtains come down on Khelo India Youth Games in Patna. Maharashtra secures top position with 158 medals. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that New Delhi's dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
The External Affairs Minister stressed that the Indus Waters Treaty will continue to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped.
The Indus Waters Treaty is held in abeyance and will be continued to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped.
On cessation of firing and military action between India and Pakistan, Dr. Jaishankar elaborated that New Delhi had sent a message to Islamabad that only terrorist infrastructure is being targeted and asked the Pak military not to interfere. However, he said Pakistan chose to ignore the advice. Earlier speaking at the inauguration of the Embassy of Honduras in New Delhi, Dr. S. Jaishankar said the economic engagements between India and Honduras in the last 3 decades have grown steadily, with bilateral trade reaching more than $300 million. He added that the opening of the Embassy of Honduras in the national capital will go a long way to facilitate trade promotion. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the Prime Minister has redefined India's policy against terrorism and any attack on Indian soil will be considered as an act of war. He termed Operation Sindoor as the biggest action taken by India against terrorism in the history and a testament to the nation's commitment to go to any extent to eliminate the menace. Addressing the troops at Army's 15th Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended the Indian Armed Forces for their valour, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor.
Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ke kushal netritv aur margdarshan mein Operation Sindoor ke dauran aapne jo kuch bhi kiya hai us par pure desh ko garv ki anubhuti ho rahi hai. Main abhi bhale hi aapka raksha mantri hoon lekin usse pehle main Bharat ka ek nagrik hoon. Raksha mantri ke saath saath मैं आज भारत के नागरिक के रूप में भी आप सबके प्रति आभार व्यक्त करने के लिए यहां मौजूद हूं.
The Defence Minister said India's unwavering resolve against terrorism can be gauged from the fact that it was not deterred by Pakistan's nuclear blackmail. He emphasized that Pakistan's nuclear weapons should be taken under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
पूरी दुनिया ने देखा है कैसे गैर जिम्मेदाराना तरीके से पाकिस्तान द्वारा भारत को अनेक बार एटमी धमकियां दी गई हैं. श्रीनगर की धरती से मैं पूरी दुनिया के सामने यह सवाल उठाना चाहता हूं, क्या ऐसे गैर जिम्मेदार और रोग नेशन के हाथों में परमाणु हथियार सुरक्षित हैं? मैं मानता हूं पाकिस्तान के एटमी हथियारों को इंटरनेशनल एटॉमिक एनर्जी एजेंसी की निगरानी में लिया जाना चाहिए.
The government has dismissed the reports carried by several news channels and social media posts claiming that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said Chinese satellites helped Pakistan. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau clarified that External Affairs Minister is being misquoted and that he has not made this statement. It urged people to stay vigilant and avoid falling for deceptive information. A fake letter purportedly addressed by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to the General Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Northern Command, is also being shared on social media. The PIB said this letter is being spread by Pakistani accounts as part of their false propaganda campaign aimed at spreading misinformation. It urged the people to refrain from sharing unverified information and to rely only on official sources from the Government of India for accurate information. Home Minister Amit Shah visited the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi today to check on the health of the security personnel injured during the 21-day-long anti-Naxal operation carried out in Karigutta Hills in Chhattisgarh and Telangana border. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today praised the Indian Army's swift response and lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership for the country's strategic success in Operation Sindoor. He said this at an event in Peren district in Nagaland. Stating that the country is filled with pride and glory, he saluted the Indian Army's precision and considerable restraint in the execution of the operation. British political commentator and writer David Vance has extended strong support to Operation Sindoor, calling it long overdue and a necessary move. In an interview with a news agency, he said that he considers Pakistan of being a failed state, a terrorist state and a terrorist incubator. Mr. Vance also condemned the Western media for its biased coverage of the Pahalgam terror attack. He further criticized media outlets for referring to terrorists as gunmen and accused them of favoring Pakistan. Director General of Israel Defense Ministry, Major General Reserve Amir Baram, today extended Israel's full support to India's rightful fight against terrorism. In a conversation over the phone with Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh, Major General Baram lauded the success of Operation Sindoor. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to deepen bilateral defense ties and discussed a future roadmap to further strengthen strategic cooperation. The government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Celebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order issued today, the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said the decision was taken in the interest of national security. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News brings in a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Captain Vikram Batra, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War.
During the Kargil War, Captain Batra's unit was tasked with capturing point 4875, a strategically important mountain peak in the Dras subsector. On the night of 7th July 1999, despite adverse weather conditions, Captain Batra advanced to capture point 4875. Leading from the front, he rallied his men and pressed on the attack and achieved a near impossible military task in the face of heavy enemy fire. Captain Batra's bravery led to India's capture of point 4875, but sadly he succumbed to his injuries. One of his radio messages during the war, "Ye Dil Mange More," later on became the catch line for the Kargil War. The inspiring words reverberates even today.
Our radio said, one of the Pakistani soldiers or officer, whosoever it was, he said to me, my code name was Shesha. Oh Shesha, you have come. Don't try to come up, otherwise you'll have a tough time. And that was the time they gave us a challenge. And my guys, they went wild. How dare a Pakistani troop can challenge us? My company's success in the law, Ye Dil Mange More. The guys were so highly charged up that they're wanting that some more bunkers should have been there and we would have got the more chance.
Captain Vikram Batra's bravery, camaraderie and devotion to his duty were extraordinary, which has important place in the annals of Indian military history. He was awarded India's highest military decoration, Paramveer Chakra, posthumously. The nation salutes his courage, valor and sacrifice. Anupam Mish, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting to review the progress and future plans of fisheries sector. The meeting focused on deep sea fishing and seafood exports. Union Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh and senior officials attended the meeting. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said government attaches great importance to this area and has worked extensively to improve infrastructure relating to the sector. He added that government has also ensured greater access to credit as well as markets for country's fishermen. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena today inaugurated the piped natural gas PNG supply to 111 villages in the national capital. Mr. Saxena was accompanied by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, along with several MPs, state ministers and senior officials. Addressing the gathering, the LG said the supply of PNG is not merely a technical project, but a solid foundation for a cleaner and brighter future.
दिल्ली में करीब 17 लाख घर पीएनजी का लाभ उठा रहे हैं और करीब 21 लाख सीजी व्हीकल भी इसका फायदा उठा रहे हैं. ये अपने में एक बहुत बड़ा कीर्तिमान है.
Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that in the initial phase, 130 villages were provided with pipeline connections, and in the current second phase, 111 villages are being connected.
शहरी क्षेत्र में तो बहुत पहले से गैस की पाइपलाइन बिछना शुरू हो गई थी, परंतु गांव देहात इससे अछूता था. कोई सोच भी नहीं रहा था कि गांव में भी पाइपलाइन लग सकती है, परंतु हमारे प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी ने पहले फेज में 130 गांवों में घर घर पाइपलाइन बिछवाई. पाइप के माध्यम से गैस घर घर पहुंच जाएगी.
The government has appointed a team of lawyers led by Solicitor General Tushar Mehta for trial in 2611 terror attack case where Tahavvur Hussain Rana is an accused. Home Ministry said in a notification that the team of special public prosecutors include Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju, Senior Advocate Dayan Krishnan and Advocate Narinder Mann. A much-anticipated round of direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine in Turkey unraveled into confusion today. While Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Turkey, Russian President Vladimir Putin dispatched a second-tier team of negotiators. The Russian president has stayed away from a face-to-face meeting with the Ukrainian president in Turkey. Talking to reporters in the Turkish capital Ankara, President Zelensky said Ukrainian side will be headed by Defense Minister Rustam Umerov for potential negotiations. He said the Russian delegation does not include anyone who actually makes decisions, accusing Moscow of not taking efforts to end the war seriously. On to sports. The Khelo India Youth Games 2025 concluded in Bihar this evening. Curtains came down on the games with a colourful and entertaining closing ceremony at the Patliputra Sports Complex in Patna. The Youth Games commenced on the 4th of this month. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Raksha Nikhil Khadse said the Khelo India Youth Games are proving to be a platform for budding sportspersons across the country to showcase their talent. She said India is promoting Kho-Kho and Kabaddi on the global stage and in international sporting events. Maharashtra emerged as the overall champion at the Games, garnering 158 medals. Haryana, with 117 medals, secured second position. Rajasthan took the third place with 60 medals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Indus Waters Treaty will be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan stops credibly and irrevocably. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterates India's commitment to go to any extent to eliminate terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews progress of fisheries sector, says government has ensured greater access to credit and markets for fishermen. Direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine in a shamble as Russian president refuses face-to-face meeting with Ukrainian counterpart. And curtains come down on Khelo India Youth Games in Patna. Maharashtra secures top position with 158 medals. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.